welcome to a Bible-based imagination journey. Your imagination works best when you are relaxed, so please don't listen to this while driving. Let's begin by taking a few deep breaths, preparing mind and body to receive the love of God through your imagination. Under a brilliant blue sky, you're on your way to town. Your sandals keep a cadence against the road. Pat, pat, pat. And a gentle breeze blows across your face, also sending ripples through the grain fields on both sides of the road. The sun warms your shoulders, and your shadow bounces along next to you, keeping you company like a friend. You pass a large sycamore tree on your left. It makes you smile because the afternoon breeze is blowing the bright green leaves and causing them to dance in the afternoon sun. A low branch parallels the road. It's not more than knee high. There is a crowd up ahead. Then your hope rises and your heart leaps. For years, Jesus of Nazareth has been visiting villages and has everybody talking. He's been doing amazing things, healing lepers, opening the eyes of the blind, even raising the dead. How you have longed to see him. You begin walking quickly up to the crowd. The first person you find, you ask, "Who is it?" "Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth," is the reply. The crowd, like a giant living organism, moves you off the road. You jump in the air a few times, trying to get a glimpse of him. Walking along beside the crowd, you look for an opening. But the crowd is packed so tightly that there are no openings. You look down the road to see if there is any place ahead that you might be able to get a little higher so that you can see him. Aha, that tree you passed earlier. The crowd moves slowly, but you walk quickly back to that tree. You are happy to see that low branch that you noticed coming off the right side of the trunk. It's been years since you've climbed a tree. But something deep in your heart is compelling you, and the branch large and stable. You don't want to miss this chance. You place your right foot on the low branch and hoist yourself up and into the tree, smiling for your success. You balance by grasping the branch in front of you. The bark feels rough to your soft hands. With anticipation, you look intently for Jesus. The crowd moves noisily toward you, with everyone trying to move closer to Jesus. Then you see him. He's the one everything revolves around. He is almost beneath you now. Brilliant idea this was for you to climb a tree. You can observe, and no one knows you are here. But you want more. You want to be closer to him, to interact with him. As he passes beneath your tree, he looks right at you. As soon as his eyes meet yours, he stops. You didn't think he would notice you, but it's like he knows how you desire to see him. And he walks over so that he is standing right beneath you. He calls your name. He knows your name. His face is so full of joy and love for you. You have never seen anyone look at you with such genuine enjoyment of who you are. He says, "Hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house." Joyfully, you hop down from the branch, and your momentum carries you to your knees before him. The sandal straps on his feet are just a short distance from your nose. And then you scramble to stand, brushing the grass from your knees. You feel so honored, so special. The crowd is murmuring, and you know that others are jealous of the attention that Jesus is giving you. But that's not your concern. Jesus has asked to stay at your house. You say, "Of course." He is taller than you, and you look up into his eyes, and they sparkle and are filled with joy and his whole face lights up with pleasure that he will be going to your house. It's as if he's been looking forward to this day all of his life. You say, right this way, as you begin to lead him down the road to your house. And he is walking behind you. But soon he is beside you, and you are surprised to feel his loving arm around your shoulders. It's obvious that Jesus really wants to be with you. He doesn't care what others say about you. He's not ashamed of you. In fact, it's obvious from his smile that he's quite happy to be with you. And he wants you to be happy being with him. How are you? He asks. He wants you to tell him, and he's not in a hurry. It's as if everyone else has disappeared, and there is only the two of you walking together with his arm around your shoulders. As you walk, you feel love pouring into you from his arm and from him next to you. You have the courage to put your arm around his waist. So you do, and you're glad that you did. And he signals to you that he's glad that you did, because he squeezes your shoulder and pulls you toward him. He listens and is not judgmental about anything you think or say. And you know that he knows everything about you. He knows that people have mistreated you, and that you have mistreated others. But he still wants to be near you, and he still wants to hear you tell him how you feel as you walk with your arms around each other and you share your heart with him. And he listens patiently. It's hard for you to imagine that this is happening to you, and hard to describe the thrill that you feel and the love that you feel. This is the best day of your life. And the good news is that it's only just begun, because you are leading Jesus to your house, where he wants to stay.